All right, what's up, guys? It is me, Insanity, here for Echo Asylum here at Louder Than Life 2014 in Louisville, Kentucky. We are back, and I have Chachi and Nick. Yes, I remember their name. Yes, I'm not a complete fuck up. Okay, good. Go. From Pop Evil, right? That's your band. Okay, I got the band right, too. Yes. All right, so how you guys doing? How's the experience been so far?
It's been fantastic, man. I mean, this festival, for me, really came on the scene out of nowhere, and I feel like it's already competing with things like Carolina Rebellion, Rock on the Range. It's definitely making a name for itself to be here and to stay.
Oh, yeah, and it's a good central location, too. I mean, it's close to a lot of things. You know, kind of Columbus, so you're talking about Rock on the Range. It's kind of out of the way for some people, but here in Louisville, it's got a great... it's got a great history, you know, Louisville Slugger, got the whiskey and stuff. So, I mean, you got a bunch of stuff going on, the bourbon whiskey. I don't drink either, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I am batshit crazy, sorry, guys. tell me, how was the fan experience? I mean, when you guys were on stage, and I mean, as far as interacting with fans so far, what's the experience been like for you guys?
I thought it was great. You know, we came into the show, we played pretty early. It was before 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we weren't really sure how well warmed up the crowd was going to be at that point, but you kind of surprised us, you know, pleasantly. So
yeah, a lot of energy. I noticed that.
It was awesome. The place was full. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea the number of people, but it was all that I could see was people. So
it's a sea of people everywhere, and they were all cheering for you guys. And you guys have a lot of recognizable songs and stuff. And tell me a little bit about your most recent album. I mean, you've had a lot of success with those songs. And Beautiful is your most recent single.
Yeah.
How's that one performing for you guys so far? Seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, Onyx has been a great success for us, man. Really humbling experience just to see the band grow and the maturity level. And it's also, Onyx was our first record with Nick and I both in the band writing. So it's our first record as this five piece together. I think that this tour cycle has been fantastic, but we're all ready to move on for the next album. It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah, it has been a while, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys have had a lot of singles off there.
We have. Like Beautiful is our fourth single. And
Deal with the Devil.
Yeah, Deal with Trenches and Torn to Pieces. So
yeah, Torn to Pieces is a good one. That was my personal favorite, I think. But Beautiful is really good. It's a good,
thank you,
good melody, very well written.
Thank you, man. It's been a fun ride. I think unpredictable is a good word that I put with it.
You guys seem to be road warriors. You guys are pretty. I'm getting distracted over your fucking ADD. I'm getting distracted by somebody over here. I love live interviews. So tell me, what for you two, what's the most personal song for you guys? What's your most personal that means most to you from the album?
I think for me, it's Torn to Pieces.
Yeah, I just agree. That's that one song that I think really does connect with everybody. I mean, everyone's lost someone close to them, and
yeah,
I think that's one of those songs that it definitely helps.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to the songs. It's very, very deep. Now, what was did they just come to you with, like, lyric? I mean, was lyrics there first, or did you guys just write a riff?
Every song is different, man. All five of us are writers. We're all involved in the writing process, so... Every song has a different story and a journey. Sometimes the music is first. Sometimes the lyrics are first. Sometimes Lee has a chord progression and some lyrics. Sometimes he has all the lyrics. Sometimes the music is completely done before Lee even touches the song.
Gotcha.
So every song really is different.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But do you guys collectively, I mean, do you guys come up with the parts, I mean, as a whole, do you guys say, okay, this is good, or no, this maybe needs to be changed a little bit? Does everybody have input?
Yeah, after everyone comes in with their ideas, and then as a collective five piece plus the producer, we kind of sit down and say, this is good, this is great, this needs to stay, this is good enough to stay, but we need to change it, this is needs to be axed. It can be a humbling experience and a great learning experience. You know, it's scary that you present something you've invested a lot of time and effort and creativity in, and to have people judge it can be nerve wracking at times.
Well, you guys seem to make, I mean, everything you do is gold and everything you do is amazing. I mean, I don't really think that, I mean, you can tell there's a lot of meticulous work in there that you guys don't just throw out. You know, you're one of those bands, you don't just throw out crap just because it's going to be commercial or it's going to be popular. I truly think that you guys have the mindset of mind to actually think carefully about what you're going to put out before
Thanks, man. Thank you.
So tell me this, what's it like tour life for Pop Evil? Is there a lot of shenanigans in the tour life for you guys?
You know, not anymore, really.
Man.
You know, no? It's really kind of calmed down. You know, we made a conscious effort as we came out on this tour cycle, actually. We want to make a lasting career out of this, so we kind of want to back off on the crazy shenanigans and really kind of.
That's all the fun, though, man. All the fun stuff.
I think Onyx was a big turning point in tour life, personal life, and musicality. You know, all of it showed a great deal of maturity.
Yeah, and you guys, I noticed, I like how you guys change up. How do you guys come up with the the equation, I guess, for every album having kind of a different feel, because the first one you came out with, you know, 155 and
yeah.
And Hero, you kind of have a different kind of feel with Onyx. So how do you guys get to that point?
I think it's just a progression of the band. You know, we have new members, you know, Chachi and myself, just a different dynamic to the band. And also the writing, I think, you know, every album, the writing will get a little bit more mature. You'll find what works and what doesn't work. And you know, now we have this, you know, we use the live show as well. We want to make sure what we're actually playing, what we're writing, recording is going to go over well live too. So, so a lot of that plays into it.
And hopefully we're better players.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you guys got it pretty spot on to me, but I guess as you guys play more often together, you guys must get really cohesive and stuff, right?
Yeah, you find out who clicks with who and what clicks and what works and what doesn't work, you know, just kind of a trial and error process.
Now, is there a time, honestly, I mean, I've always wondered this, is there a time when you guys go off stage where, like, maybe, you know, let's say somebody's off, say, man, you sound like shit today or whatever. You guys razz each other like that, or you guys, like, just...
Not usually. Usually, if you play a bad show, you know it, so we don't get too hard on each other.
There's no hazing.
If somebody has a rough show, I would say 99% of the time they know it and they're already upset about themselves.
And that's how some music. That's how a lot of the musicians start. Now they're just like they beat themselves up more than everybody else beats them up. So for this new album, when do you guys expect to? Are you guys in the studio now? Or are you guys?
We're going to the studio in January.
January, okay.
Yeah, we're on the road until January.
Now, who are you guys touring with right now?
We just finished a run with Seether and Godsmack.
Oh,
and we did some Uproar dates, and then we are going home now. After today, we're home for 10 days.
Very cool.
And then we are headlining the rest of the year. We're taking out Within Reason. We are taking out some friends from Indianapolis.
Awesome, Indy.
Race You to the Bottom. I'm totally drawing a blank on the name of the band.
New Medicine.
There we go.
New Medicine. That's a great band too.
Yes, they're
that's
a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
So
they're
you guys are just headlining the rest of the year and then back to the studio.
And we go to Europe for a week. So,
okay. Now, how many songs you guys have written right now
for the new record?
Yeah,
I don't really know, man. Yeah. We don't write collectively on the road. Everybody kind of does their own thing.
Got bits and pieces. You kind of throw them all together.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's very cool. So what would you like your fans to know? Something that they may not know. Something more intimate about you guys that maybe is not like just general knowledge. Anything?
I just don't know if they know how much we appreciate them and how much this year has been great, man. I mean, it's been a long, amazing year, and honestly, this tour has been really hard. This specific tour has been 9 weeks. We haven't been home at all, and I don't know that I could have pulled it off like without our fans.
That's awesome.
Not being home, not seeing anyone, and just being so ready to be done with it, and then going like to Europe and now here today, and seeing the reception and like how much people appreciate us being out here. I think that's what keeps me going, man.
Yeah, it gets tough, you know, being away from home for so long. You start to get into your own head and kind of forget, you know, what everything's about. You know, just kind of get trapped in your own mind, so to speak. And you know, every time you go on the stage, you see the people singing the songs back, and it's like, oh, that's exactly
what it's all about. It's all worth
exactly,
it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But is there any kind of shock when you guys go back home? Like, is there any kind of shock as far as, oh my God, I have nothing to do. I'm here with my family. It's kind of
shocking. Feel that way, man.
No?
I love going home. So
it's like a Christmas present all the time, right? It's like
I love it.
It's vacation.
It's vacation. Yeah. I've heard some people that, like, you know, I don't know how you guys are, but I've heard that some people, you know, even bigger bands, you have to go home and actually work, like, you know, landscape.
Part-time jobs,
You guys do that?
We have been lucky enough to not have to do that, although financially we probably should.
Yeah.
So it seems like E1's taking pretty good care of you guys, right? E1's been a pretty good label for you guys?
Yeah, E1's been great. Kind of from the beginning of this record especially, you know, kind of all hands on deck.
Yeah. Onyx definitely was a big turning point for the band and the label both. And the growth, I think the growth of both. I think the growth of the label and the band.
Yeah,
awesome. So what next for Pop Evil? I mean, a new album, this more touring. I mean, do you guys have anything in surprise for the fans? Anything, any kind of curveballs you're going to throw at them? Anything?
I don't know if we have anything to share.
What about guest appearances? Do you have any guest appearances, maybe like some cameos on your album?
I know that that's being talked about pretty heavily, especially vocally, but nothing that I know of is locked in.
Nothing's locked in?
But it has been talked about.
You guys, you know who you should go with? You should get Maria Breen. You guys should do a guest cameo with her. You should have her on your album. Just saying. I freaking love that chick, man. She's awesome. Not even for the other stuff that everybody knows about, but just because she's a cool chick. She's good. She's a very diverse singer.
You don't need her to perform live. We can just have it tracked.
There you go. See, that's just my two cents. That's just me being an asshole. Sorry. So, all right, guys. But it's a new album. Hopefully, next year sometime, hopefully I'll get to review that one and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
And so just forward with you guys, and I'll let you guys go. I know you're really, really super busy.
Thank you very much for the time, man.
And this has been Insanity here with Pop Evil here at Louder Than Life 2014, one of hopefully many to come. And we're signing off here on Echo Asylum. Take care.